Out. As a reminder, my name is Father Tebald. I am the pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes down in Greenwood, about an hour away, and I'm just up here helping out while Father Tomlinson is away. I'm sure that all of you here are familiar with direct mail techniques. You know, that's when you receive all of those unsolicited offers in the mail for you to get a new credit card or subscribe to a new magazine or give money to a charity that you never heard of. Companies, organizations, blanket areas with those mailings. And indeed, often we can think, why isn't it a waste of money? Because whoever responds to these things? But in point of fact, it only takes a very few responses to make that mailing profitable. One statistic says that an organization expects to get a response from only 0.5% of the households to which a mailing is sent. That's 1 in 200. We might think of God as the original mass marketer because he scatters his word over a broad area, in fact, over the whole of humanity. And he also looks for a response to that word. And of course, he knows that some will reject his word. But out of his generosity and his love for humanity, he scatters that word, he spreads it abroad nonetheless, because he knows that through it, men and women will be saved. And that is the point of Jesus's parable, the parable of the sower in today's gospel. But of course, this parable is not so much about the sower, who is God, or the seed, which is his word, as it is about the soil, and that is us, you and I. We are the soil, and what will our response to the word of God scattered among us so generously be? In the parable, Jesus identifies four types of responses amongst the community of believers he is building. First are those who hear without understanding. Second are those who receive the word in joy, but who last only a short while and fall away in times of trouble. Thirdly are those who hear it, but then allow themselves to get wrapped up in worldly pursuits. And finally are those who grow in grace and produce much fruit, that seed sown on rich soil. Hopefully, we are all striving to be that last type of soil, the rich soil, producing fruit for eternal life. And perhaps very often we are. But the problem arises not so much, I think, because we are just one type of soil, as it is that we are all, each of us, all four types of soil at one point or another, at one time or another throughout our lives, depending upon what's going on. At one time or another, each of us may hear without understanding, such as with a difficult or challenging teaching of the church or of Scripture. At one time or another, some of us may fall away in a time of trouble. And that time of trouble, brothers and sisters, can be something so ordinary and prosaic as being ashamed in a restaurant to make the sign of the cross before you eat. That is falling away. And of course, some of us may get too wrapped up in worry with all of the cares of daily living. How do we cooperate with Christ to make the plot of land that is our soul, more rich and fertile for the word of God? How do we cooperate with him to make the best part of ourselves, that is to say, the loving and faithful part of ourselves, be the dominant part of ourselves? And it is through prayer. Prayer that helps us to understand, prayer that helps us to remain faithful, prayer that helps us to keep our priorities straight, both personal prayer and communal prayer, above all the Eucharist, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Prayer helps us to become and to remain the rich soil that produces an abundant yield for the Lord, a yield for the Lord, for our brothers and sisters, and for ourselves. Let us return for a moment to that analogy of the direct mailing. You know, when junk mail comes, we usually have one of three responses to it. We throw it away immediately without looking at it, or perhaps we set it aside to look at it later and then throw it away. Or finally, perhaps we respond to it because we think that the new card is a better deal, or the new magazine is something that we would like to read. The next time, perhaps, that you get some mail like that, and I dare say that will be tomorrow, let it be a reminder to you to reflect on how you have been responding in your own life to the Word of God lately. Have you been throwing it out without thinking about it? Or setting it aside to reflect on it later but never quite getting to it? Or have you really tried to respond to it and to live it in your daily lives? And then offer the Lord a little prayer that you may more and more become that rich soil that He calls you to be, and that you may bear fruit 100 or 60 or 30.